This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A lot of clouds today. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 70 degrees. A little bit warmer than yesterday. Chance of rain is 60%. Tonight, also 60% chance of rain with a low around 50. And then tomorrow, we'll still have a 50-50 chance of rain and a high again, about 70 degrees. Protests continued in Raleigh last night. And for the second straight week, members of the protest were arrested.
The issue is that it's not just a black issue. It's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
All right. We will have that story and a lot more coming up on WCHL. The NAACP's protest to the recent state legislation continues. Last night, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP joined other protesters for a rally in Raleigh. This coming after last week's protest where 17 people were arrested and more than two dozen were arrested again. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Because the issue is that, like I said, it's not just a black issue. And that was kind of where it was played off, you know, the other Monday night. You know, it's pretty heavily laced in black folks. That's what that is. But that's not the issue. It's far from it.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's one of the vice presidents of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter. He was also one of several Chapel Hill residents arrested last week. He says the fight against what they call a regressive state agenda is far from over. Alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber last Monday, Reed and other activists participated in a pray-in or demonstration through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the state legislative building. Reed says the arrest was worth it to prove his point. Yesterday's protest began around 5:30 in the evening, and beforehand, Reed urged people of all races to take part in another wave of civil disobedience.
What's being done in the House is not just directed at African Americans, it's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
Some of the issues they protested included limitations to voters' rights, like the voter ID bill, which passed in the House in April. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax. Reed also believes it's not right that the federal funding to expand Medicaid was rejected. He says these issues will affect many North Carolinians.
And the issue is the fact that they refuse to give us an ear to hear the complaints of the people.
Reed hopes that these continued protests will force state leaders to acknowledge what they have to say. Reed also says that Raleigh law enforcement warned him beforehand not to protest inside the state legislative building.
While they were looking down upon us from the solarium above, they were saying, oh, that's only 17 or so, there's only a handful of them, that's not a problem, that's not enough to get our attention, throw them out of here.
The NAACP will hold a candlelight vigil outside the state legislative building tonight at 7 p.m. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are conflicting reports about the number of those arrested. WRAL reports 30 people were arrested. The Associated Press says there were 27. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says all are likely to face misdemeanor charges similar to the 17 NAACP protesters arrested last Monday. Those arrested this week include members of the social justice group Raging Grannies, several university professors, and the son of state NAACP President Reverend William Barber. WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Hey, what's happening? I'm Right Brand Bacon, the bigger, better bacon. When you bite into Right Brand Bacon, it's like DJ Bacon dropping a beat in a Pac Bacon disco in your mouth. I'm so meaty and delicious, I'm like meat candy. When you fry me up, I smell so good, it draws a crowd like free money. I'm so tempted.
Right
so
Brand delicious. Bacon, bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com. Baseball, the sound of summer.
I love it, Ron, at all levels, from the little league to Class A to the bigs.
Hey, Freddie, I have a trivia question for you for a change. How's a great game of baseball like our great local company, Fitch Lumber and Hardware?
All right, Ron, I'll take a swing at that. Fitch Lumber and Hardware offers a great experience at all levels, too. Not only for the professional contractor, but for the weekend amateur with home projects large and small.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware, right here in downtown Carborough.
Play ball!
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Carborough Alderman will receive the town manager's budget recommendations when the board meets tonight. The proposed budget does not call for any property tax rate increase, marking the fifth year in a row that Carborough has maintained the same tax rate. The board will schedule a public hearing of the budget for May 21st. The board will also consider making a loan of $50,000 to Cameron's, a retail specialty shop relocating from University Mall to the new 300 East Main development. The money will come from the town's revolving loan fund. Last but not least, the board will review possible sites for the Southern Branch Library. New locations under consideration include 300 East Main, the town-owned parking lot on South Greensboro, the Butler development on Brewer Lane, and the corner of North Greensboro and Weaver Street. That last site is owned by CVS, where developers are in the midst of a long and controversial fight to build a 24-hour pharmacy. Town staff say it's possible the town and county could plan the library in conjunction with CVS. The Alderman meet at 7:30 tonight in Carborough Town Hall. Orange County Commissioners will discuss when to schedule the next property tax reevaluation when the board meets tonight. The board voted last year to delay a scheduled reevaluation based on the advice of the tax administrator. He said the slump in home sales meant there was not enough data to get an accurate estimate of property values. The reevaluation was pushed back to 2015, but commissioners could decide to wait another 2 years to allow staff to gather more data. The board will also review plans to renovate the Whitted Building into a public meeting space to be shared by Hillsborough, the Board of Commissioners, and the Orange County School Board. If approved, the renovations could cost about $1.5 million. The Board of Commissioners meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. UNC is participating in the You Can Play Project. It's a national video campaign that shares a message of acceptance for LGBTQ student athletes. Here's UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development, Cricket Lane.
We think it's really important that people feel comfortable and feel free to be themselves and that they don't have to fear that if they're gay or lesbian, that they won't be accepted on their team.
Universities like Duke, Miami, and UCLA have already produced content for this project. Lane and Terry Phoenix, the director of UNC LGBTQ Center, have also worked together to educate student-athletes, coaches, and staff about the importance of creating a safe atmosphere for LGBTQ student-athletes. Lane says a number of student-athletes have been out while playing their sport.
But we wanted to make sure that every student-athlete feels that way, that they can come out. But we wanted to make sure that we had the foundation where people felt that they could without feeling inferior or in fear.
UNC Athletics got involved in a similar project in 2012 called It Gets Better. They produced a YouTube video featuring UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and student-athletes promoting anti-bullying and suicide prevention for LGBTQ teens. Students and staff planning stages for the video. Lane says they hope to have it finished by the end of the summer. It'll be featured on the You Can Play website. So another video on the way. 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up on WCHL, David Letterman and the top 10 list. Right now, let's check traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and the surrounding communities for 30 years now. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. No problems to report so far this morning. I will say the roads are slick out there. Roads are rather wet. And visibility is not great. It's another cloudy, kind of foggy day, so be careful out there. Rand Northam back in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. So right now, no problems, but later on, this situation will probably change. If you spot anything out of the ordinary at all, let us know about it. 919-967-8363 is your number to call. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday free from 4 until 6. All full-size menu items are just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 54 degrees. Mostly cloudy today. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 70 degrees. 60% chance of rain. 60% chance of rain tonight as well, with a low down to 50. And then tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. High about 70 degrees. So this kind of wet, cloudy weather is going to be with us for a while here. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL. And that will be followed by WCHL Championship Sports in just a few minutes.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Hi, I'm Jody Stevens, a human resources manager, and I found that Dice.com is the best place to post our tech jobs. Dice has the best qualified candidates because they focus exclusively on technology. So when I need strong candidates fast, I go to Dice.com first.
Dice is the number one technology career site with over a million tech professionals. Find your next tech pro on Dice.com fast. Visit us at Dice.com/fast. That's Dice.com/fast.
For 30 years, Sam's Club has helped businesses like yours save money and increase profits by skipping the middleman. From office supplies to high-quality fresh food to top-selling candy and snacks, you'll get it all for less at Sam's Club. Start saving money for your business right now. Join Sam's Club by May 10th and receive a gift card valued at up to $20. Join Sam's Club and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Listen to this. You know what they're auctioning off now?
All right, what?
The electrocardiogram of Neil Armstrong the moment he stepped a foot on the moon.
Wow.
They had him apparently wired up, and right, through satellite technology or communication, they were able to, in Houston, Mission Control, they could read the right man's heart rhythmic activity, and it's now being auctioned off. By the way, would you think that his cardiological activity would, yes, be elevated,
of normal, course, or low? Of course it would be elevated. His first step on the moon.
Normal.
No, get out. Come
normal
on.
Normal.
Well,
normal, normal, normal. That's the right stuff, my friend.
Wow.
Normal, normal, normal.
Well, when he said one small step, he wasn't kidding.
He was fine. No, he
didn't. Yeah.
He just wanted to get back inside and lie down.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted to do. Well, anyway, they auction weird things. So
yes,
we have a list,
yeah,
of the least impressive. Now, that's impressive. Here's the list of least impressive things you can buy at an auction.
Least impressive.
Yeah, number 10. Rice thrown at a Kardashian wedding. Sure.
Well,
number 9.
You know, I don't know.
Autographed photo of Brad Pitt's accountant. Number 8. Any Lance Armstrong memorabilia. Number 7. Auctioneer's half-finished lunch. Number 6. Bible signed by a guy who looks like Jesus. Number 5. Richard Nixon's junk mail. And number 4, the shoes Apollo 11 astronaut Buzz Aldrin wore yesterday. Number 3, shellacked replica of Fred Astaire's favorite sandwich. Number 2, water bottle which may or may not have been used by Marco Rubio. I am so thirsty. And the number 1 least impressive auction item, dinner with Andy Dick.
I'll go along with that one. That's for sure. David Letterman, Top 10 List on WCHL.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Zooey Deschanel, Jim Gaffigan, Pistolanis, and sitting in with the CBS Orchestra, Todd Rundgren. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013, Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Good morning. It is 6:21, 21 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The NCAA announced last week that season-opening practices can be moved up 2 weeks for men's basketball. Beginning this fall, the Division I Board of Directors announced teams can hold 30 days of practice in the 6 weeks leading up to their regular season opener. Previously, practice was roughly only 4 weeks long. The first practice was also not allowed to take place before 5 p.m. under the old guidelines, but that stipulation has now been dropped. For more on the rule changes, visit a link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Prior to their trip to the NCAA regionals this weekend, two UNC women's golf teammates were named All-ACC for their efforts this season. Junior Casey Grice was named to the All-Conference team for the second time in her career. Junior Jackie Chang received the honor for the first time. Grice has carded 7 top 20 finishes in 9 events this year. Chang has carded 7 top 30 finishes in 9 events. The regional round of the 2013 NCAA Women's Golf Championships begins on Thursday. North Carolina got the number 3 seed in the East Regional and will play at the Auburn University Club in Auburn, Alabama. To see the complete release from UNC Athletics, including comments from head coach Jan Mann, visit a link on our website at chapelboro.com. The ACC's 15 member institutions will fight for 8 guaranteed bowl games plus 1 conditional game in the 2013 season, the conference announced yesterday. A highlight game for the conference is the Discover Orange Bowl, with which the conference earlier announced a 12-year partnership. If the Atlantic Coast Conference champion does not get a bid to the national championship game, it will do battle against a BCS opponent at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida at 8 p.m. Friday, January 3rd. The bowls start on Friday, December 27th, with the Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman. The conditional game, the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, is the same day. The ACC would pick up that game if the Pac-12 or BYU are not able to fulfill their commitment to it. 8 of the 9 games will be carried on ESPN. The Hyundai Sun Bowl will be carried by CBS on Christmas Eve. For a complete rundown of the bowl schedule, visit our website, chapelboro.com. How many bowl games are there now? I think that count has just gotten totally, totally out of control. I don't even have any idea. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Hello, Massage Envy.
Massage Envy, your partner for a healthy, balanced life. Unplug, relieve stress, improve sports performance, help relieve aches and pains. Massage Envy in Chapel Hill at Eastgate Shopping Center, across the shops from Trader Joe's, 919-442-0500. And Massage Envy Spa, also offering facials, across from Supertarget near Streets at South Point, 919-493-3689.
That was great. I'll see you next week.
At the Happy Tooth, dentistry is more than a profession. It's a passion. Here's Dr. Larry Murray.
My dad was the town dentist in the town that we grew up. And I always enjoyed spending time in his office and watching how he interacted with patients. The Happy Tooth concept is one where we want the patients to feel welcome and part of the family. I try to extend myself to all of my patients and make myself available to them for whatever their needs are, be it orthodontics, general dentistry, or beyond.
For more information, visit happytoothcares.com.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. If you buy stuff online, one advantage is that you only have to pay sales tax if the seller has a physical presence in the state where you live. But the Senate last evening passed a bill requiring the Internet sellers not only to charge whatever the sales tax is in the state where the buyer lives, but to collect it and send the money to the customer's home state. The only people who wouldn't be charged a sales tax would be those who live in a state that doesn't have a sales tax. More after this.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Senators have been under pressure from their own state governments to require internet companies in or out of state to charge and collect sales taxes for them. Brick-and-mortar retailers say not charging a sales tax gives the internet companies a big and unfair competitive advantage. As our CBS News colleague John Blackstone estimates it,
about $11.4 billion went uncollected from internet sales last year for the 45 states that charge sales tax. Online shoppers are supposed to pay the sales taxes when they file state income taxes, but few do. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is a sponsor of the bill.
If you sell into a state like Illinois, you will collect our sales tax on the sales to Illinoisans buying your products.
Sean Payne's company, Inspirair, sells women's clothing on the internet out of a warehouse in San Francisco and collects sales tax only from buyers in California.
But now Congress is going to make you collect taxes all over the country.
If that happens, I probably spend every single day trying to figure out the sales tax.
The bill applies only to companies with more than $1 million in sales. Inspirair is not that big yet, but hopes to grow.
People buy things on the internet that they might not otherwise buy at all, and internet sales account for an ever-growing percentage of consumer purchases, and thus of the U.S. economy. John Blackstone, is the Republican-controlled House likely to pass this?
The bill faces stiff opposition in the House. If it becomes law, online stores could begin collecting taxes early next year.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three-stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
Hi, this is Jim Manor. No, I'm not a basketball player. I'm a physician at Carborough Family Medicine. Come this June, I will have been taking care of patients from Carborough, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. Just like basketball, we believe in a team approach at Carborough Family Medicine, and you are part of the team. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join us at Carborough Family Medicine. You will find us on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. And thank you to all our patients who have made this such a great 30 years.
Moms deserve the best, and there's nothing better than celebrating over a special meal. That's why Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro will be open for dinner this year on Mother's Day, this Sunday, the 12th of May. Come toast your mom and maybe your beaming graduate with flavorful contemporary American cooking and stylish wines from around the world. Glass Half Full reservations can be made by calling 919-967-9784. Your mom deserves the best at Glass Half Full.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Precious Bundles Stork Greetings. It pop. $80 for celebration baby announcement sign rental, available now for $40. Let Precious Bundles help you welcome home your new Precious Bundle. You've seen the signs, full of cheer and good news. And with today's deal, you can get half off or even more on a sign of your own. Or give the sign rental as a gift. just perfect for a baby shower. It's half off from Precious Bundles store greetings, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpet Weather brought to you by USA Flooring. Now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials. Soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. 54 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High today about 70. Another really cloudy day. Chance of rain 60%. Same goes for tonight with a low around 50. And then tomorrow we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain all day.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Amanda Berry is free after disappearing in 2003. She'd been held in a house near downtown Cleveland, held with two other women. But Chris Ramsey, who lived across the street, heard a scream, came to help. A door was kicked in. Amanda Berry escaped. Ramsey helped her during a 911 call.
Can you ask her if she needs an ambulance?
You need an ambulance? Or what? She needs everything. She's in a panic, bro. I guess she's been kidnapped, so, you know, put yourself in her shoes.
People in the neighborhood heard that the three women had escaped.
I couldn't even imagine what they've gone through, but everything's going to be good now.
The women have been taken to a medical center, appear to be in fair condition. WOIO-TV's Ed Gallick says arrests have been made, including that of the homeowner, Ariel Castro.
He was arrested at a nearby McDonald's in a parking lot with another man. Police have since arrested Castro's two brothers who did not live there, but now three brothers are arrested for this.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 54 degrees and wet this morning. We've had some overnight rain. It's kind of damp out there and likely to remain that way pretty much all day. Chance of rain is 60% today. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. About like yesterday, except a few degrees warmer than yesterday. That's for sure. The NAACP's protest to the recent state legislation continues. Last night, members of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP joined other protesters for a rally in Raleigh. This coming after last week's protest, where 17 people were arrested. More than two dozen were arrested again. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Because the issue is that, like I said, it's not just a black issue. And that was kind of where it was played off, you know, the Monday night. You know, it's pretty heavily laced in black folks. That's what that is. But that's not the issue. It's far from it.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's one of the vice presidents of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter. He was also one of several Chapel Hill residents arrested last week. He says the fight against what they call a regressive state agenda is far from over. Alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber last Monday, Reed and other activists participated in a pray-in or demonstrations through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the state legislative building. Reed says the arrest was worth it to prove his point. Yesterday's protest began around 5:30 in the evening, and beforehand, Reed urged people of all races to take part in another wave of civil disobedience.
What's being done in the House is not just directed at African Americans, it's directed at the vote. It's directed as being able to depower people.
Some of the issues they protested included limitations to voters' rights, like the voter ID bill, which passed in the House in April. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax. Reed also believes it's not right that the federal funding to expand Medicaid was rejected. He says these issues will affect many North Carolinians.
And the issue is the fact that they refuse to give us an ear to hear the complaints of the people.
Reed hopes that these continued protests will force state leaders to acknowledge what they have to say. Reed also says that Raleigh law enforcement warned him beforehand not to protest inside the state legislative building.
While they were looking down upon us from the solarium above, they were saying, oh, that's only 17 or so, there's only a handful of them. That's not a problem. That's not enough to get our attention. Throw them out of here.
The NAACP will hold a candlelight vigil outside the state legislative building tonight at 7 p.m.
Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
There are conflicting reports about the number of those arrested. WRAL is reporting 30 people were arrested. The Associated Press says there were 27. General Assembly Police Chief Jeff Weaver says all are likely to face misdemeanor charges, similar to the 17 NAACP protesters arrested last Monday. Those arrested this week include members of the social justice group Raging Grannies, several university professors, and the son of state NAACP President Reverend William Barber. The Orange County Commissioners will discuss tonight when to schedule the next property tax revaluation. The board voted last year to delay a scheduled revaluation based on the advice of the tax administrator. He said the slump in home sales meant there was not enough data to get an accurate estimate of property values. The revaluation was pushed back to 2015, but commissioners could decide to wait another 2 years to allow staff to gather more data. The board will also review plans to renovate the Whitted Building into a public meeting space to be shared by the town of Hillsborough, the Board of Commissioners, and the Orange County School Board. If approved, the renovations would cost about $1.5 million. The Board of Commissioners meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Department of Social Services in Hillsborough. And in Carborough tonight, the Alderman will receive the town manager's budget recommendations. The proposed budget does not call for any property tax rate increase, marking the fifth consecutive year that Carborough has maintained the same tax rate. The board will schedule a public hearing of the budget for May 21st. The board will also consider making a loan of $50,000 to Cameron's, a retail specialty shop relocating from University Mall to the new 300 East Main development. The money will come from the town's revolving loan fund. Last but not least, the board will review possible sites for the Southern Branch Library. New locations under consideration include 300 East Main, the town-owned parking lot on South Greensboro, the Butler development on Brewer Lane, and the corner of North Greensboro and Weaver Street. That last site is owned by CVS, where developers are in the midst of a long and controversial fight to build a 24-hour pharmacy. Town staff say it's possible the town and county could plan the library in conjunction with CVS. The Alderman meet at 7:30 tonight in Carborough Town Hall. Senate Republicans have rolled out the frame of their tax overhaul plan for North Carolina. They say will cut income tax rates while expanding the scope of the sales tax. Senate leader Phil Berger announced the release of a video on Monday night in which the Eaton attorney lays out some of the highlights of the plan. Berger and leaders of the Chamber's Tax Committee scheduled a news conference for today to talk about more of the details. Berger says in the video the plan would reduce the top individual income tax rate over the next 3 years to 4.5% and reduce the corporate income tax to 6%. The sales tax rate also would go down, but the type of sales to be taxed would be actually expanded. North Carolina lawmakers are moving closer to adopting new state symbols and categories ranging from folk art to fossils. The House on Monday unanimously approved making six new additions to the wildlife, food, and festivals that have been officially recognized as symbols of our state. The list of more than 40 would expand to include the teeth of the megalodon shark as the official fossil, the Pine Barrens tree frog as the official frog, the marbled salamander as the official salamander, the Virginia opossum as the official marsupial, the windmill-like whirligigs created by artist Wallace Simpson as the official folk art, and clay as the official art medium. The addition still needs Senate approval. Lawmakers added the eastern tiger swallowtail butterfly and two festivals to the list last year. And it goes on and on and on and on. And news around town this morning. Motorists driving south on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Chapel Hill should expect delays due to lane closures this week. The North Carolina DOT is performing maintenance activities in areas of the road to prepare for an upcoming resurfacing project. The project was scheduled to start yesterday but didn't because of the rain. More rain expected today and could have the same effect. However, rain days were built into the project, and at this time it's not scheduled to go past Friday. It all depends on the weather, of course. Delays are scheduled during non-peak traffic times between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. For real-time travel information, you can call 511 or visit the News Around Town link on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:39, 21 minutes until 7 o'clock, WCHL. Wes Hare has today's commentary, and that's up next, followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season Gardening. It's spring planting season, and we're ready to show you how to grow organically with organic seeds, vegetable starts, soil, fertilizer, and pest control. We're equally proud of our nursery, stocked with an unusual variety of annuals, perennials, and fruit trees, and ceramic pots in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Garden smart at Fifth Season, downtown Carborough.
Come on down, fifth season. Come on down, fifth season. Come on down, fifth season. Garden Company.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee, we guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Guess where I'll be this summer? Chapel Hill Gymnastics. The community's most popular gymnastics facility is offering summer camps. Your children ages 3 and up will learn new skills, make new friends, get exercise, and have fun. Chapel Hill Gymnastics summer camps take place in their 7,000-plus square foot climate-controlled gymnasium at the corner of Eubanks and Millhouse Roads. Register online today at chapelhillgymnastics.com. I'll be at Chapel Hill Gymnastics summer camp. You should come with me.
Good morning. It is 53 degrees in Chapel Hill. A cloudy day again. 6:41, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. We are in May's early days, and I believe a Mayday, Mayday clarion call is needed. Mayday is an emergency procedure word used internationally as a distress signal. It derives from the French, Venez à m'aider, pardon my French, meaning come help me. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Hillsborough, Orange County, all in distress. Last month, the Orange County Peace Coalition's Bring the War Dollars Home event provided opportunities for Orange County's political bodies to join Carrboro's board, Durham City Council, Durham County Commissioners, Durham Board of Education, Burlington City Council, Raleigh City Council to bring the war dollars back to us. Why Mayday, Mayday? Here's why. The years of Iraq and Afghanistan wars and occupations have cost Orange County taxpayers $480 million. And cost Orange County $36,600,000 in 2012. Orange County has a poverty rate of 16.9% and 148 home foreclosures in 2012. Spending for the wars has diverted money from education, job growth, equal access to medical care, low-cost housing, infrastructure repair, and environmental protection. Orange County has suffered severe layoffs, cutbacks in services, and delays in repairing and building infrastructure. Call your local political bodies and let them know that we are in distress. Mayday, mayday. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill, Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The 42-4 Carolina baseball team hits the diamond again tonight versus James Madison in the first of a two-game midweek series. Hobbs Johnson will be the Tar Heel starter, and Johnson's looking to capitalize after a huge five-inning, nine-strikeout performance in last week's 13-0 win over the Citadel. Here's Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox on tonight's starting pitcher.
Now, hopefully Hobbs can give us maybe six innings, and then we'll just see what the score is and go from there, realizing obviously we have to play again Wednesday and then the weekend, but everybody's fresh, having not played in a week, so we got a lot of options for these two games.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So the Tar Heels and Dukes will toss out the first pitch at 6 o'clock this evening at Bochimer Stadium. Carolina looking for win number 43 on the regular season, win number 31 at home, and win number 23 in non-conference play.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL. Good to get the baseball team back in action again tonight, that's for sure. 6:46 at WCHL, 14 minutes until 7 o'clock, and traffic and weather together on the way next.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new, modern, stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Ooh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
I'm Kevin Cohan of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Eric White. Hey, Kev. What do you like most about living in Chapel Hill and working at Franklin Street Realty?
Well, Eric, for me, it's really about the people. Before real estate, I spent many years as the general partner of an investment firm interacting with a computer screen. Now, I really enjoy connecting with my clients and brainstorming with the great group of agents at Franklin Street Realty.
I agree. You know, I spent the first 20 years of my life in Chapel Hill, and the second 20 years spent mostly on Hilton Head Island running my marketing company, which specialized in real estate. I finally found my way back home. I love this town. So glad to be a Tar Heel again.
I know what you mean. I spent a few years overseas and in New York, but my heart never left the hill. It's great to know a place like the back of your hand, and it's really cool to be raising my family in the same great town where I grew up.
I hear you. You know, I feel like I am Chapel Hill.
And I am a true blue Tar Heel.
And we are Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Really, why would you?
All right, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Season Gardening in downtown Carborough. Grow organic this spring with the area's widest selection of organic vegetable starts, seed, soils, and fertilizer. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, not your garden variety traffic reporter or news director, Rand Northam is here, and look awfully dapper this morning again.
Well, thank you, sir.
Previewing another, or premiering another color that I don't recall seeing before. That's like a deep purple.
Yeah, I would say so.
I like that.
A plum, maybe, even?
Yeah.
You might call it? Yeah. Or an eggplant? I don't know the difference between those two.
I love that color.
Yeah, thanks.
That's cool, man.
Appreciate that.
Well, thanks. You set a high bar around here. I try to keep up, but it's really impossible. Well, what's happening with the traffic? I can keep up with that, at least.
Well, traffic, we're seeing an earlier slowdown than we usually do. 15501 southbound just past the East Franklin split, seeing a little bit of a delay this morning. Nothing major this morning, just the morning commuters trying to get to where they're going. We're not dealing with quite as much rain this morning as we were yesterday either, and we hope that will be the case throughout the rest of the day. We'll get a weather report from Ron here in just a moment, but wow, the torrential downpours yesterday that just shook the area, and that one big crack of lightning. My fiance actually works over at the UNC hospitals. She said that same crack of lightning took the power out for them as well, did the same thing that it did over here, so miles apart, and that one big shot just like shook Chapel Hill.
It was so dark for a while yesterday,
too. It was incredible.
I didn't recall seeing it that dark that early in the day in a long time.
No kidding. But anyway, other things moving just fine out there. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any additional delays, no accidents out there. And if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be at WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you do that safely.
Hey, Rand, you know what today is, don't you?
Today is,
in addition to being Tuesday, it's Rock and Roll 7th Tuesday.
That's Rock and Roll
and
Tuesday.
Freddie Cogger's going to be asking a rock and roll question.
Excellent.
Here. So don't go anywhere.
I won't.
You definitely want to check this out. It might be a song you remember. I don't know. I haven't heard it yet. I don't know what it is. I'll find out when everybody else does.
Love it.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed, great tasting coffee fast. So good, they guarantee it, only at Cruisers. Good to go. Your weather looks like this. It is 54 degrees, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high temperature today, about 70 degrees. Chance of rain is 60%. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, and maybe even some showers after midnight. Overnight low around 50, chance of rain 60%. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of isolated showers. Even in the morning, it could happen. Maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 70. Tomorrow night, still 50-50 chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. Then on Thursday, a nicer day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. So this rainy weather is going to be with us for a while yet. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Got a whole lot of celebrities to tell you about today. Former Senator Pete Domenici, Republican from New Mexico, is 81 years old today. One of my favorites, Jimmy Ruffin, 74. Now, Jimmy Ruffin is the older brother of David Ruffin, who was one of the lead singers of the Temptations. Jimmy Ruffin, 74 years old today. I've passed this way before. What becomes of the brokenhearted? Great stuff. Actress Robin Strasser, 68 years old today. Singer-songwriter Bill Danoff, 67. Rhythm and blues singer Thelma Houston is 67. She is Whitney Houston's aunt. Let's see here. Movie writer, director Amy Heckerling, 61 years old today. Actor Michael E. Knight, 54. Actress Tracy Lords, 45. Singer Eagle Eye Cherry is 42 years old today. Save tonight. Actor Brecken Meyer is 39. And some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today would include Thomas Barnes, Michelle Coppola, Lana Gibbs, Emily Green, Deb McDonald, Lisa Magno, David Matassens, Vicky McKee, Laurie Riley, Bonnie Rolla, Matthew Sander, Amy Terrell, Ben Williams, Al Jones has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Valerie Fouché. Yes, that Valerie Fouché. Local politician, local, well, really nice person. That's the only way I can put it. Valerie Fouché has a birthday coming up today. Stan, I know the pressure's on to make it a good one. Valerie Fouché, have a great birthday. We're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from University Florist in downtown Chapel Hill. Valerie Fouché, happy birthday from really all of Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County, and University Florist, and all of us here at WCHL. Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just rubbing my eyes. I'm tired. Yeah.
Go to bed.
But when you give me a rock and roll song to
I
play,
know. Usually you get, you know, you get...
It'll perk me up.
Kind of, you know, give you a little double shot of...
Mm-hmm.
My baby's love. We're doing one-hit wonders today.
Uh-oh. All right.
Okay.
Everybody, I'm ready.
All right, folks. So if you know the answer...
So this is another one of these where you're going to hand me the record.
I'm going to hand you the record. It's going to be... And it's a little bit of a toughie, so you can either name the group or mm-hmm. the tune. Mm-hmm. Of this one hit wonder, and you're going to win. You're going to win a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you're good to go.
Yeah, and you can also swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners.
Just have to call 919-929-WCHL.
If you're the first correct caller, you're the winner.
There you go. One hit wonders, here we go. The tune was released back in February of 1967.
Mm-hmm.
As we said, name either the group or the tune of this one hit wonder, Mr. Stutz. Play it.
All right, I'm going to drop the needle on it right now, and I haven't heard it either. Here we go. Oh, I know what that is. It's a great tune. I haven't heard that in a long time, Freddie. All right, folks, what is it?
I'm on a Euro
probably ought to stop it right there. And that's all you get for right now. And what is the name of the song and what is the artist? If you get either one of them, you can be our winner this morning on WCHL. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Christy Hurt has been through a lot of changes lately at the university.
Currently, I am the interim Title IX coordinator for the University of North Carolina. And what that means is that we are in charge here in this office of making sure that the campus is equitable for everyone. And we work to prevent harassment and discrimination based on a variety of protected classes. And what I will be largely doing this summer, of course, is spearheading the efforts, take another look at the sexual assault and a harassment policy here on campus, and convene a large university-wide task force to examine all the issues that are in the policy and the university's response system around sexual harassment and sexual assault cases. So it's a big job moving forward, but that's what I'm doing right now.
Christy Hurt is today's WCHL hometown hero.
We have a great team of people who are willing to take it on. You know, I see myself as somebody who can help convene a large group of stakeholders from a variety of different perspectives, and I feel very lucky to be here at the university where we have such a wide array of expertise and commitment from all levels, from students, faculty, and staff alike. We have a really engaged group of people who want to move this forward, and the magic is all in the larger team. And so I do not see this as being my job to fix, but rather a large group of people's responsibility and drive to do what's best for the community and campus here. So I feel very fortunate to be able to work with that group.
Christy Hurt is now on leave from her job as director of the Carolina Women's Center, and she's now interim Title IX coordinator on the UNC campus. Those are really two organizations working toward the same goal.
Well, I was the interim director of the Carolina Women's Center all last year and then came on permanently in January of this year. And so I haven't been in that role for all that long, but I feel really passionate about the work over at the Women's Center, and what we focus on over there is also gender equity organizing. And so we focus on faculty, student, and staff work to promote gender equity all across campus. And what I've been saying the difference in the two roles really is over at the Women's Center, we do that work with a carrot, trying to encourage people to do the work through great programming and engagement. And what we do over here in the Title IX office is really work from more a compliance-focused lens, but towards the same goal, an equitable campus where everyone can thrive.
Did you ever aspire to do this kind of work?
Well, you know, you never really know what this work looks like when you're younger, when you really get into it. I came to nonprofit work as an adult and then came to the university after that. And what I always knew I wanted to do as a kid was do something with people and to try to make the world a better place. And what I've done for a long time is work through social justice initiatives and social equity organizing in nonprofits in the community to make that happen. And so I didn't see that coming exactly, but I always knew I wanted to work with people.
Christy Hurt, working to make a real difference in the lives of people on the UNC campus. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It was fun to talk to Christy Hurt as well. Play a little bit more of this song here.
So don't worry, boys, I will be sweet
someday. I like that song. I haven't not heard that in a pretty good while, that's for sure. That's an oldie but a goodie. Blues Magoo.
Blues Magoo.
Blues Magoos. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
We ain't got nothing.
We ain't got nothing
we
yet.
We ain't got nothing yet.
Mm. We ain't got nothing yet. We ain't got nothing yet.
It was on the 1966 album. Boy, how classic 60s is this?
Yeah.
Psychedelic Lollipop.
And you know what? Nobody got it. Freddie, you have stumped everybody this morning. It's unbelievable. I thought somebody would get that. It's such a great song. We ain't got nothing yet. Blues Magoos. WCHL.
But you know we got what it takes. Oh, we ain't got nothing yet. Oh, we ain't got nothing yet.
All right. Well, nobody got it, so Freddie stumped everybody this morning. ready. We'll be back with another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL. And it is not Rock and Roll Tuesday. It'll be about something else. You never know what that's going to be. WCHL be listening in about 10 minutes until 7 o'clock, and we'll all find out together. WCHL.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out.